Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. And yes, I am back live. I understand that Melissa and Allison, the last 2 weeks, each did a very good job, but I hope you missed me because I'm back and you're stuck with me. But we are here live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. If it's Monday night at 5 o'clock, if it's Wednesday night, we're either on in Gainesville or on Long Island, and we're glad that you're listening. And, of course, if it's Saturday morning, it's 95.9 The Palm, and we hope you have a great day ahead. I was away, as some of you will know, for the last 17 days, and I was on an eating frenzy on a cruise that was kind of a little bit like independent living at sea. So tonight's show could not be more timely. Marty Katz is here, and Marty is, besides being the executive director of Discovery Village here in Palm Beach Gardens, is a nutritional expert, and we're going to be talking about how eating changes or should change as we age. It's going to be a lot of fun. Marty is a very good friend of mine, and this is something that is near and dear to him. And in addition to being fun, it's going to be very informative. And I promise you, you're going to learn things you did not know about your diet before the show is over. So more about Marty in a minute. But before I get to the topic, if you are listening live on 900 AM tonight and you know someone who is struggling with Alzheimer's disease, or you're a family caregiver, or you know someone who is, and it's a challenge, or if you're not sure whether this is a normal aging thing going on or Alzheimer's related, I'm going to be talking tomorrow about that very subject at Marty's building, by the way, at Discovery Village here in Palm Beach Gardens. We're going to be speaking at 2 o'clock. We're going to be talking about the difference between normal aging and dementia, and we're going to be providing what I hope you will think will be powerful tips if you are dealing with somebody who is struggling with that disease. We're going to be giving the location and the phone number before the end of the show, so get a pencil handy, and we will make sure that you get that information. I'm also going to be talking on Thursday the 26th about how getting older can be tougher than we thought. We all wanted to get older. None of us quite expected it to be exactly like this. So I'm going to be doing that at Majestic Isles in Boynton Beach at 1:30 on Thursday this week. So I hope to see you there, but tomorrow at Discovery Village. So now to my guest. Marty Katz is the executive director of Discovery Village. He brings over 30 years of experience working with seniors in virtually all aspects of their lives, from home and community-based services, independent living, assisted living and memory care, to rehabilitation and skilled nursing centers. He began his career studying nutrition and dietetics, earning 2 degrees in the field. He spent many years in directing dining and clinical nutrition services in skilled nursing and rehab centers and became the regional dietitian for a southern region for a large national provider of these services. He then became vice president of culinary and nutritional services for a large not-for-profit multi-service senior care organization in West Palm Beach, Florida, eventually becoming vice president of support services for that organization. He decided to focus on growing senior living industry and became the opening executive director for Allegro in Boynton Beach. He now serves, as I said, as the executive director at Discovery Village in Palm Beach Gardens. He is CORE certified as an assisted living administrator for the state of Florida. He's a registered dietitian, nutritionist from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and a state of Florida licensed dietitian and nutritionist. He feels that in order to work in the field for caring for our seniors, it's necessary to have a passion and a commitment to do so. He also feels that our seniors are a national treasure, and it's critical to make sure they receive the dignity and respect they deserve. And, of course, we all agree. Marty's parents resided together in a senior living community for a number of years until his dad passed last year. His mother continues to live in her current senior living community, and I know her, and she's doing great. So welcome to the show, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Scott. Great words. Appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure. So before we get into the topic of nutrition, you're at a new senior living community called Discovery Village here in Palm Beach Gardens. Tell us about that community and if you can, let's bridge the gap about how nutrition should be a part of your decision process in choosing a new community.
Well, Discovery Village is a brand new community here in Palm Beach Gardens. It opened up in August. It's beautiful. It's a new design in senior living. It's open. It's bright. It's airy. It feels like you're in a hotel rather than in a senior living community. A lot of activities going on constantly. Well-staffed. People really enjoy being there. It's in a great location. We have all the amenities and then some that you would see in new communities. Communities have changed over the years. It's not like it used to be in the old days. Things are quite a bit different. The atmosphere is positive. It's warm. It's friendly and inviting. But Discovery also has different levels of care. We've got independent living. We've got assisted living. And we've got memory care, which is so crucial today. So it's a wonderful place. And like you said, my mom lives there. So what could be bad?
Right. So you certainly have incentive to make sure it runs right because she has a direct insight into the guy in charge.
When things don't go right, I hear about it, believe me. But it's talking about nutrition. You know, it's critical for the senior population especially to eat right and eat well. And what I've seen over the years is that doesn't happen all the time. And one of the great things about living in senior living is that we actually can help control and improve nutritional status of seniors. Many come in malnourished today. It's really pretty frightening. And, you know, we can talk a lot today about what's good, what's bad, and what seniors should be doing to stay healthy.
No, and I think you raise an important point. A lot of seniors, you know, may look healthy because they could be overweight, but they're overweight because they're sedentary. They're not exercising enough. Their physical condition doesn't allow for that, perhaps. Maybe before they go into a senior living community like Discovery Village, they may have difficulty buying and cooking the foods that they should be eating. Plus, we have old habits. We take the easy way out sometimes. So when you talk about malnourished, malnourished doesn't mean that you rail thin. Malnourished means that you could be eating so poorly it could really affect the quality of life. And nutrition could change that, right? This is not magic, or is it?
No, it's not magic at all. But what I've seen over the years is a few different things. First, I see people living at home that have been isolated. Maybe they were married, lost their spouse. They're eating by themselves, no socialization. They may not get out as frequently as they had in the past. They don't purchase a huge variety of foods, and they tend to have a very repetitive diet. And they may lack in some of the critical foods that they need to stay healthy. And like you said, the weight might not be the indicator of positive nutritional status. The weight could be the indicator of malnutrition, that they may not be eating the proper foods. You know, one of the biggest statistics I like to talk about is what happens as we age, because we're all aging. You can't stop that. But as we age, as we enter our 30s and 40s, our metabolic rates decline. They decline by about 5% a decade.
That's amazing to me.
And it doesn't seem like a lot. 5% is a small amount. But if you're talking about from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, that's a huge decline in how many calories we need on a daily basis. So that explains a lot of the weight gain that we see in seniors. It's just a straight metabolic rate decline. And how do you change that? How do you control that? It becomes much more difficult as we age.
Right. So you touched on a couple of things. And as you said it, I thought about myself. When my wife's not around and we're not eating together, my diet's pretty simple. I go for a bagel in the morning and pizza at lunch. You're right. We do the same thing. Yeah. I'm getting my calories. I'm doing that. But over time, that can really impact our health. I know diabetes, everybody's kind of a little familiar with diabetes. Well, actually, they all think they're familiar with diabetes. The reality is they don't. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand that. So what are some of the things that we think we know about nutrition as we age that just are not true?
Well, one of the big things that that we need to remember and think about are the impact of things like medications. So seniors especially are generally on multiple medications. Medications impact the body in a number of different ways. Taste is huge. One medication can impact taste. How many of us have had antibiotics that we've taken that give a metallic taste to everything we eat? Imagine being on 10 or 12 different medications at the same time, and that's not unusual in the senior population. So they all interact, and they all have some impact on how they eat, how they taste, how they swallow, how much saliva they produce. There's a huge impact of the meds, so that's big. The other thing is that over the years, trends have changed. Medical research changes. One of the biggest things that I like to talk about are eggs, the incredible edible egg.
Egg, right.
We love to talk about eggs. Well, most of the seniors today in their 80s and 90s, 3 decades ago, they were told, don't eat eggs. It's not a good food. It's high in cholesterol. It's not healthy. It's bad for you. Well, last year, the government finally came out with research that had been going on for years and said, wait a second, eggs are good. The cholesterol in eggs has no impact at all on the cholesterol level of our blood. And now eggs are good again. However, to try and convince seniors to make that change, it's virtually impossible. So these are changes that have made a big impact, but we're still trying to change things.
It's fascinating because I have that conversation today all the time when I say, you know, didn't you have eggs yesterday? Yeah, I could have eggs today, tomorrow, the next day. It's one of America's best foods. Same is true, frankly, with butter, right? Butter versus margarine. We were raised, us and people a little older than us, were raised thinking we needed fat-free. And the truth is, nothing could be further from the truth. We don't need a fat-free diet. We need fat in our diet. We need some of the things that we have been told before are no good for us. We need those in our diet, correct?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, even cholesterol, actually, when you do some research into what cholesterol is, in your body, cholesterol or precursors of cholesterol live under our skin. And it's the sun that impacts it. It's ergocalciferol, and it converts to vitamin D, which is critical for us. So, yeah, a lot of the things that we've learned in the past may not be true today because as research continues, we find things are different. And, yes, fat is important. All nutrients are important. A lot of it has to do with how much you eat. You know, you don't – butter, yes, I would much rather see us eat butter than polyunsaturated or oleo margarines with artificial colorings in them. That's not healthy. However, we don't want to be eating a stick of butter a day. That's not a good thing. So, you know, when I make, for example, an omelet at home, I use butter on it. When I want a small piece of bread, butter goes on it. I don't have margarine in my house.
Right.
But going back to the eggs, albumin is the protein in eggs.
Right.
Albumin is the highest value protein there is. It's rated from 1 to 100. It's rated as 99. Nothing is better than albumin. That's in the egg white. A lot of people used to say, let's not have the yolks anymore. We'll only eat the white. Well, the yolks have essential fatty acids that are necessary also. You know, it's kind of like the perfect food that was created. And yet we decided, let's tear it apart.
I know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the challenges that this presents both in an assisted living community and in diet, both as an executive director and as a nutritionist. You have great interest in marrying the best of services and the best of nutrition. If you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Marty Katz. Marty Katz is the executive director of Discovery Village here in Palm Beach Gardens. But he's here tonight in his role and expertise as a nutrition and dietetic expert. So we're going to be talking about both. I think it's really fascinating because there are things that we think we know that we do not really know. Marty is prepared to answer your questions tonight. So if you have questions for him, feel free to call us on, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom, at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960. 9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. And yes, we're back live tonight. If it's Monday night at 5 o'clock or 5:30 now, we're live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. If it's Wednesday night and you're in Gainesville, we hope all is well. And on Long Island, on 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio, we hope you're doing well. And, of course, if it's Saturday morning at 95.9 The Palm, we hope the day ahead promises all good things for you. Tonight, we're talking about nutrition is specifically as it relates to seniors and how the need for attention to our nutritional needs changes and evolves as we age. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Marty Katz, who is a licensed nutritionist and dietitian. He's also the executive director of Discovery Village here in Palm Beach Gardens. And in his role as executive director of this community and in his roles prior to that, good nutrition has a lot to do with the success of a community. But before we talk about the community aspect, I want to talk to Marty about those people that are living at home who are dealing with issues about nutrition, which are kind of hard to quantify sometimes. So I know one of the things is expired food. Sometimes if you're senior and you're not getting out enough, there's expired food in your home. And that can be really dangerous, can't it?
Oh, sure. Sure. I mean, we want to make sure we eat as fresh as possible, but food can grow toxins, you know, molds, bacteria, things like that. What I've seen in people's homes is that they don't store food properly either, where they'll take foods that are frozen and maybe not put them in the freezer, or they'll leave them out on countertops too long, and that can become a major problem as well. You know, there's a whole debate, though, over fresh versus frozen. And, you know, there's a place for both. Farm-to-table has been a big term used today. But in many cases, frozen foods are actually better than fresh foods, because a lot of the fresh foods might not be as fresh as we think they are.
Right.
And especially when we're dealing with the senior population, because it's very easy to purchase small bags of frozen vegetables, for example, that are very, very easy to heat and high in nutrition. Whereas if you bought fresh, it might sit in the vegetable bin too long. And if they're not refrigerated properly, they lose nutrition as they're sitting. This happens to all of us. We see things like that occurring. So, you know, I'm not somebody who's against frozen foods or even canned foods, especially for this population that maybe won't shop on a weekly basis. Maybe they don't get out that frequently. So it's important to have a variety, but think about what works best for that individual.
So that's really important, because as you're talking about it, I begin to think about the boomers who are involved in their parents' health, and they want them to eat the most nutritious diet possible. And so they're probably lobbying in the house to always have fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, and it may not be the best thing.
Not always. Not so always.
That's going to be a hard sell.
It is. Well, and also they'll start, well, they're talking about different fads. I think some of the kids come up with fads like gluten. Gluten-free is a big fad.
Right.
And gluten-free is certainly important if you have celiac disease or some other allergy that makes it difficult or impossible for you to eat those foods. However, it's a very, very small population percentage of the population that really has that problem. So, you know, if you have that as a child to a senior, that's one thing, but don't take that food away from your mom or dad.
Yeah, we need gluten in our diet.
Yeah, gluten's protein.
Right.
That's what it is. But it's a protein that if you have celiac disease, your body can't digest. So, you know, that's the issue.
Right. That's really it. I know we were talking about eggs and butter, mm-hmm. and now fresh versus frozen and expired foods. You talked in preparation for tonight about MCT oils. Mm-hmm. What are they, and why do we care?
MCT is medium chain triglycerides, and those are very, very healthy oils. Those are ones that are nutritionally much more valuable to the body. They're metabolized well, and, you know, it's a fat, basically. And like I said prior, fat is important. Fat is another very valuable nutrient that we must have as long as we're having the right ones. And MCT is a good positive fat that we should be having. Just like there are essential amino acids that we have to have, and those make up protein, there are essential fatty acids that we need to have as well. So a very important thing to have.
That's fascinating. I don't know where to go first because I have so much to do it. How do we create a healthy diet? I mean, where do we begin?
Well, the building blocks are what are the most important things that we need. And this is where having nutrition for seniors is so important because, as I said before, as we're aging, we need fewer calories. So the things that make up our calories become even more critical. We need protein, and especially this population, because protein is essential for healing, for building cells. It's the most important aspect of our nutrition. When seniors have a wound, when they bump into something and have a scratch that's just not healing, some of the reason it doesn't heal is that they aren't eating adequate protein.
Right.
And protein of high quality.
That's really fascinating. When we come back, I have a whole lot of questions, but I want to talk. We talked a little about medications before, but there are other physical things going on that affect the way that we eat. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older. So is my mom, here tonight with Marty Katz, who is the executive director of Discovery Village here in Palm Beach Gardens. Prior to being executive director of this and a previous building, he was a, and still is, a registered dietitian and nutritionist, and that is his area of expertise. And we're talking about how diet can affect the quality of life for a senior. It's not just eating farm to table or something like that. It can have a real impact on its interaction. We're going to talk about this with vitamins and supplements. We're going to be talking about other medical conditions that impact that, but how important nutrition is and how we can monitor it and make our lives better. So Marty is here, and if you have questions for Marty Katz or for me, there's good news. You can call us, 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
If you're just tuning in, you're missing or have missed so far a terrific show. We're talking about nutrition in the senior population, and we're not talking about just eating healthy, although we are obviously talking about eating healthy, but there are things that affect our ability to eat healthy, and when it does, it can impact the quality of our lives. So from things, as we just discussed before the break, like wound care and others that we're about to talk about. My guest, Marty Katz, a registered nutritionist and dietitian, who also, most importantly, serves as executive director of Discovery Village here in Palm Beach Gardens. We're talking about how we can aid the quality of our life by eating better. I mean, there's no other better way to say it. If you're listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, and it's Monday night, we're live. If you're listening on Long Island or in Gainesville, of course, we're on tape, and it's Wednesday night. We hope you had a great day. And if you're on 95.9 The Palm, I hope Saturday is going well or starting out well for you. Marty, I mean, we have so much that we want to talk about, things that affect our ability to improve the quality of our life. We talked during the break about the 7 or 8 different things we still have to talk about. Let's go to hydration, because hydration is really, really important. Mm-hmm. And hydration is something that doesn't really cost anybody any money. You can turn on the tap and drink water. But
yes.
Why is hydration so important?
Well, your body requires fluid. I mean, everything that we have in our body, our blood, our muscle, everything requires fluid. Skin needs to be hydrated. Our digestive system all works with fluids, and we need to have an adequate amount. And with seniors, it's a major, major problem. And what I've seen over the years is some of the reason for that problem is that a lot of seniors have problems with sodium.
Right.
And they're on diuretics. They have problems with hypertension. It's a big issue. And when they have hypertension, physicians put them on diuretics. Diuretics do one thing. They get rid of the fluid, makes them go to the bathroom. So a lot of the seniors don't like to go to the bathroom that frequently, and it has an impact on how much fluid they drink. They just don't want to have to get out of bed in the middle of the night. It's actually something that causes falls frequently. Seniors are getting up in the middle of the night, no lights on, they need to make it to the bathroom, they end up falling. So it's really a catch-22. But the fluid is extremely important, especially in wound healing as well. It's something that's necessary because wounds leak fluid. It removes fluid from the body. So it's a huge problem. And water is a fluid, but other items are good too. Different juices, coffee, tea, those are great fluids. The other thing is a lot of foods, actually all food has fluid in it, even bread. Dry bread has fluid in it. That's correct.
Before, right?
Yeah, everything. And the old adage that you need 8 glasses of water a day is really not true. You need a certain number of ounces or milliliters of water a day, definitely. But it can come in all different forms. If you're eating a piece of watermelon, you're getting a ton of fluid. It's probably 80%, 90% fluid. So fruits are high in fluid. Vegetables are high in fluid. That all counts to the total that you need on a daily basis. So it's not just that water you're drinking.
Alcohol, however, does not qualify as a good fluid, does it?
Well, it is a fluid, but it's not a good one because alcohol is high in calories. So when we talk about calories, and calories do count, we talk about it in a few different ways. Fat, 1 gram of fat has 9 calories. 1 gram of carbohydrates have 4 calories. 1 gram of protein has 4 calories. 1 gram of alcohol, 7 calories. And no nutrition at all, 0. Mm. So you're getting some fluid, you're getting alcohol that for this population, the seniors, is okay, but only in small amounts because it's using up calories that they really need. And then there's interactions between alcohol and the medications that they're taking, which really can be hugely problematic.
And that really does present unique problems. So that 3 o'clock in the afternoon happy hour can be great socially, but it can present additional problems for seniors, right?
It can. I think it's good. I think it's good for socialization and that's a major problem with seniors as they age, but there's got to be a limit, and it is something to keep an eye on.
So we talked about alcohol impacting that. Supplements and vitamins can have the same impact too, right? They can impact medication, but they can also impact nutrition, right?
Well, yes. When I was going to school years ago, and I went to many lectures about supplements, and one of the famous nutritionist that I followed back then, his famous quote was that our country has the healthiest toilet bowls in the world because most of the vitamins and minerals that we end up consuming end up in the toilet, especially water-soluble vitamins. However, because as we age, we need to get a large amount of nutrients with a small amount of food. That's really difficult to do unless you're watching every single thing you eat. So I think supplements are important with this population.
It's really, really interesting. If you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Marty Katz. Marty, in the spirit of full disclosure, is a really, really good friend of mine, and he's really, really smart. He's the executive director of Discovery Village here in Palm Beach Garden. And in that role, he oversees the nutritional requirements for an entire community of those in independent and assisted living community and in their memory center. We're going to talk about dementia and its impact on diet and nutrition. We're here talking mostly about nutrition tonight. We're going to talk a little bit more about Discovery Village before the show is over. And I promise to give you the number on how you can reach them, and I will, I promise. I have not forgotten. But if you have questions for me or for Marty about nutrition and seniors and some of the things that you either don't understand or would like to understand better, now would be a pretty good time to call. You can pick up the phone and dial us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day, so we can can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We are here every Monday night live on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. We're glad that you're with us. If you're a regular, we appreciate your support. If you're new, we talk each week about issues that confront boomers and their parents. So we rebroadcast on three other radio stations around the country, and we're very excited about that as well. Appreciate, again, your support. Tonight, we're talking about nutrition and not just healthy eating, because people glaze over when you talk about healthy eating. You know, people say, yeah, I know, I got to do this and I got to do that. And when you're 85, you want another piece of cake, have another piece of cake, right? You're 85, you're entitled, you lived a long time, good, enjoy. But there are things about the way we eat that impact the quality of our life, not just from a diabetic point of view or from a cardiac point of view, but just from our ability to enjoy life on a daily basis. One of the things that is a real benefit as it comes to nutrition is when it's no longer able or safe or logical for you to live at home by yourself, you need to look at perhaps looking at an independent or assisted living community. And nobody wants to go to a home. My mother-in-law never wanted to go to a home, but they're not like that anymore. And Discovery Village in particular, which Marty is the executive director of, is certainly not like that. There are many benefits to moving into an independent or assisted living community, particularly as it relates to nutrition, that are really, really important. So, Marty, let's talk about that. Not every community pays as much attention to this as they should, but when you find a community that does, it's really impactful.
It's very impactful, Scott. You know, what we've seen in the past is people living at home, isolated, don't get out much, don't buy a variety of foods, eat a diet that's repetitive, maybe not focused on nutrition. And what I've seen many times is once people move into senior living and into an independent or assisted living, that their nutritional status improves dramatically, that they look better, healthier, they're more alive. And I'm not saying that everybody loves food, the food served all the time at every place there is. And my line to that is picture yourself eating at your favorite restaurant every day for the rest of your life,
right?
Three meals a day. You're going to find items that you're not going to like. But overall, the quality is excellent. The nutritional value is going to be better. The variety of items generally... communities work on menus that might be different for 5 or 6 weeks at a time, and the same food is not repeated. So you have variety, you have choice, you have generally speaking, fresher food. So nutritional status improves in that population.
And portion control as well, right? I mean, portion control matters. I know you can eat as much as you want, but but the reality is we shouldn't be eating as much as we want. And if we eat slowly and eat intelligently, we fill up much more quickly, don't we?
Definitely, definitely. And that's hard to control, though, once you're 85 or 90 years old. You know, you have your habits. They are what they are. But that's where having the proper items available really makes it a lot better. And my opinion about weight at this age of seniors is a little bit different than you might hear. I kind of like the fact that seniors put on a little bit extra weight, not hugely overweight or obese, but 5 or 10 pounds is actually beneficial, because when this population gets sick, whether it's a cold or the flu or something else more serious, they tend to drop weight very quickly.
That's interesting.
And having that extra poundage is actually positive. So, you know, there are so many different great advantages about being in senior living. The socialization is huge, and socialization also impacts how people eat.
I was going to ask about communal eating. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really can be a huge benefit, can't it?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. It really helps people because, you know, again, many of them might have been sitting alone, husband and wife, not talking to anybody, watching TV. All of a sudden, you're in senior living. You're with two other people, three other people, six other people. And you're having a discussion, you're talking about politics or sports or the movie that they saw last night. And dining becomes a great event again, like it used to be. A lot of communities do specials. We have a huge Wing Wednesday at my place. Now,
oh, do you?
Now
I may be there Wednesday.
you might think that wings are not the healthiest food, and they're not. But when you accompany it with some fresh veggies, carrot sticks, things like that, and maybe bake the wings instead of frying them, they're not too bad. Right. And if it encourages residents to be social, to get together and enjoy themselves, then I find nothing wrong with that at all.
Because it also it's also a form of exercise, not just, I don't mean picking up the fork as exercise, but if you're talking with people, you're socializing, you're getting up, you're walking up and down the hall, maybe you decide to go out to the mall together, or you go to a movie. You don't lock the door at night, I mean, other than in a memory unit. So it really does help people live the best life possible when they're in a senior living community. If they're at that point where living by themselves just isn't as healthy as it could be.
And they're also exercising their brains.
Right.
You know, they're talking. They're talking about current events. I mean, the discussions that go on are like you would see with any other population. And yet, if they're home alone with no one else to talk with, those things don't occur. So the benefits are huge.
So before I forget, since I promised to do this, how do people reach you at Discovery Village, or reach the people they should be reaching at Discovery Village? How can they do that?
They can call us at 561-619-9020.
Say that again.
561-619-9020.
And is there a website?
There is. DiscoveryVillages.com.
DiscoveryVillages.com. And you can pick on the community because they own more than one community. So they have to
So
they have to pick on the one in Palm Beach Gardens. By the way, I've been there. It's a beautiful building. Tell me a little bit more about the building. How many independent, how many assisted, memory unit? Tell me a little bit more.
Well, that's another interesting thing that Discovery does a little bit differently. We have 30 what we call supervised independent living apartments. Those are independent, but you can get some services there. Then we have 60 assisted living apartments, and they're all beautiful apartments, fully outfitted washers and dryers and independent living, assisted living. We do the washing for you. And then we've got 30 memory care apartments in our memory care neighborhood. But one of the great benefits of Discovery is we do a 3-year rate lock. which is unheard of in this industry. So when you move in, your rent is guaranteed to stay the same for 3 years.
You have another benefit that I don't think people fully grasp, which I think is critical in my experience. Because you have independent and assisted and enhanced independent, you have one dining room, you serve three meals. If you're a family, a couple where someone needs assisted living, but you're not ready for assisted living or vice mm-hmm. versa, sometimes that presents a problem in terms of your ability to eat where you want to eat. But in your community, mm-hmm. you can all eat together or do all eat together. And so it becomes incredibly social. You don't, just because you've moved from independent to assisted, have to give up your friends at mealtimes. And that's so important. I mean, do people fully appreciate the value of that? I know I do. I think that's really so. I know I've told you before. I think that's so important.
I think it is, too, because it does happen where, you know, when a couple comes in, one, they may both be independent. One might need assistance in a year or so. And then what do? Do you both move into assisted? Do you figure out another way to do things? Do you eat in your apartment? But no, I agree with you. I've seen it both ways, and I really prefer the way that we have it, where everybody eats together and whether it's assisted, independent, and everybody gets along. There are no fights, no arguments. It's really a very, very nice way to do things.
It really is. Mm-hmm. If you've just tuned in, I've been here tonight with Marty Katz, who is the executive director of Discovery Village, a relatively new community. It's only open 5 months here in Palm Beach Gardens. I'm going to give you the phone number. I'm going to give you the address. We didn't give the address. We have to do that. Mm-hmm. We'll do that in a minute. But if you missed the show and you wish you hadn't, because we're talking about nutrition and seniors and how to make the most of your life by eating healthy while you can. And we're not talking about getting in shape to run a marathon. We're talking about just making good, healthy choices. If you missed the show and you wish you hadn't, good news, we podcast. And so we will be on OMG, I'm Getting, on all of the platforms, the podcast platforms, tomorrow. We'll be up and running by then. OMG, I'm Getting, up will pop. Of course, we do put the show on our website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com. If you don't have a radio, there is no excuse not to be listening to us. You do have a smartphone. I know you do. So you can just download the TuneIn Radio app. It's a free app available on all platforms, TuneIn Radio. You can set the reminder to listen to us each and every week, live at 5 o'clock on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. We also simulcast. We simulcast both locally, statewide, nationally, and around the world at www.900thetalk.com. So there are multiple ways for you to listen to us, and we appreciate the fact that you do. I want to remind everybody that if you're living with somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia and you are not sure what to do in that situation, if you're feeling the stress and strain, if you're not sure whether this is normal aging, if you have somebody that's been diagnosed but you're having difficulty and would like some tips and tools as to how to make the most out of the time that you have left in this world, because it's about the life we have left, and how to get the most out of that. I'm going to be speaking about that tomorrow at Marty's Community at Discovery Village here in Palm Beach Gardens. We're going to be talking about, is it normal aging or is it Alzheimer's and dementia? And we're going to give you positive tips and tools on how to affect the quality of your life in ways that perhaps you had not thought of. It's going to be a terrific program. We have a great attendance scheduled. We're going to be there at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That's Tuesday, the 24th, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, and I hope that you will join us, and we're going to give you the number to call for reservations and for a tour and for anything else that you want at Discovery Village. Next week, a very interesting show. Attorney Joe Karp is going to be my guest, and Joe is going to talk about gift giving. Many of us as we age have accumulated assets and we want to give gifts. And there are things that we think we're doing because we think we can give, I don't know, $14,000 or $15,000 a year or what we're allowed to give over a lifetime. But if we don't give it in the right way, we can create massive problems for our heirs. And it's because we weren't silly. We just didn't know any better. And there are rules and regulations about gift giving, which are really, really important. It's a topic I would never have thought of until I happened to
to be sitting and talking to Joe Karp, and he talked about this, and I thought, wow, that's critical. And as we enter the new year and a new administration, there are going to be changes to this. So the tax implications relative to the gift-giving rules and laws are critical. So you're not going to want to miss that next week when my guest will be Joe Karp. But I am still here with Marty Katz. Marty, again, where is Discovery Village? How do they reach you? Can they set up a tour? All of those things. Give that information out.
Yeah, definitely. We would love to have anybody come and get a tour. We're located in Palm Beach Gardens. The address is 100 Discovery Way in Palm Beach Gardens. We're on Jog Road, right off of North Lake, right near the Turnpike entrance. So you can't miss us. We're in the middle of a beautiful preserve. The phone number is 561-619-9020. And you can get us at discoveryvillages.com online.
And let's give that telephone number one more time.
561-619-9020.
We don't have a lot of time left, but there is a question that I hadn't gotten to that I really think is important. People are afraid to eat healthy because they think it costs a lot of money, right? That's not true. There is no financial burden to eating healthy, right? In fact, you can do it quite economically if you're intelligent about it.
You can. You can. You know, you can eat very healthy. You just have to be careful about what you purchase and focus on the most important foods first. The middle of the plate, that protein is number one. So that's where most of your food budget should be going. And then fresh vegetables, frozen vegetables, number two. Third thing are the carbohydrates. But focus on the protein. It's the most critical thing with our population of seniors.
Yeah. And then add a little room. We'll leave a little room for the Haagen-Dazs. But
well, of course.
And you have an ice cream. And you have an ice cream stand.
We got a great ice cream parlor.
Is there one thing that you would like people to know that we haven't covered tonight that we wish we had? Is there one single piece of great advice that you'd like people to leave the show with?
The most important thing to me working in the field of senior living, also being a dietitian, nutritionist, working in this field so long, is if you're thinking about living in senior living, give it a chance. Because most people, from what I've seen and experienced, is the following. I wish I would have moved sooner.
Right.
They wait too long because there's so much to enjoy, and then they don't give themselves a chance.
Yeah, the land of denial. I mean, we live in the Sunshine State. We also live in the state of denial here. Nobody's putting you away in a community or in a home. It isn't the end. Getting help, getting assistance isn't the end of your independence. It's the beginning of the restoration of your independence. People thrive in a community when they eat well, when they exercise well, when they socialize, when they make new friends, when they have the ability to do things that they stopped doing because it was just too much of a burden.
Very, very true. When I walk by our pool, our indoor pool, and see the water aerobics going on and the pool is full, that's what it's all about.
Well, you've been a wonderful guest. I can't thank you enough for being here. I really appreciate it. It's most informative. It really is.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
If you just tuned in, I was here tonight with Marty Katz, who's the executive director of Discovery Village, also a registered nutritionist and dietitian. We've been talking about the impact that food has on us as we age and how it can change the quality of our lives. It is really, really critically important for those of us as we age to understand how our body is changing and how what we put in our body can impact the quality of our life. This is, of course, Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here live every Monday night on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. We rebroadcast on Long Island and in Gainesville on Wednesday evenings. And, of course, replay here in Palm Beach at 95.9 on Saturday mornings. We'll be here next week with Joe Karp, attorney, talking about gift giving. We want to thank you for being here tonight. Wish you all a good week. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. See you next week.